He's a fucking genius.
So I guess any name could be anything.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're good enough at something, you can go with whatever name you want. People will respect it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, right.
Kind of. Like, there's obviously some name.
If you're good enough at anything, even if you're... Like, I was, for whatever reason, driving in this morning, I got on a playlist of, like, early 2000s rap, and some Mike Jones stuff came on. And I was like, this guy made the most boring name in the world. Just something that, like, was synonymous, like, with...
If what, he says it
if he
enough,
said it, everybody
is,
says...
Is Abe a family name?
Yeah, I named after my great-grandfather.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
And it's just Abe?
Yeah.
Not, right. He wasn't Abraham?
No.
Interesting.
Well, I don't know if he was previously, but he went by Abe. Oh, okay. I am not Abraham.
Right, you're just Abe.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
My Siri, like if I'm listening to my headphones and it'll read the texts that you send, my Siri thinks it's Abe.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Which I think is pretty funny.
More people mispronounce Abe than get it right.
Really?
Abe or Abby, I got Abby growing up all the time from like substitute teachers
really?
And shit.
Abby's Abby. Got two B's in it.
Yeah.
We had a fucking president named Abe Lincoln. Like, well, it's written the fucking same.
Abraham.
Lincoln. He went by Abe. He went by Abe. I think we know this. I've never understood why it got mispronounced so often when I'm just like, yeah, like Lincoln. And then like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And it's like, should you be teaching? Do you know history at all?
That's kind of dumb. You would be called Abby.
I got Abby way more than I got Abe.
Yeah, Abby's pretty bad. I think it's funny that Siri thinks it's Abe, though. And it kind of makes me want to call
Shinzo
you
Abe. Shinzo
Abe. Who's that?
He is a leader of Japan.
Oh, all right.
What?
Hey, that's good.
Random history.
You clearly do know history.
Yeah, random history.
Substitute teacher.
Random history thought.
Yeah, that's good.
I always love substitutes. I was never a problem with the substitute.
I probably was.
Yeah, I was never a problem with the substitute.
I mean, I just never shut up in school. I couldn't stop talking. I like substitutes that get it. I don't like substitutes that come in and think they're going to be like...
Today's the day you learn?
Yeah. Come on, man.
Not like in a bad way. I mean educationally.
Like, come on.
Especially
like,
on a Friday.
Yeah.
Like, okay, put the video in.
Yeah, and just leave, put it in. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, like, if there's just let us have some free time. Like, don't be coming in here trying to be Mr. fucking military.
Yeah.
All right? Nobody's going for that.
But yeah, I was never a problem with teachers because I was always afraid of Angel because I never forget she popped up one day. And you know, who mama that is? I think that's Randy mama. And she popped up, and it wasn't for something bad. I forgot why she was there. But the teacher was saying good stuff. And I'm automatically assuming she's there that I'm about to get fucked up. And so I go, I start crying. I think it's like third grade. Start crying. And I was like, mama, whatever he's telling you, he's lying. I don't know what the fuck they were talking about. And she gave me that damn look. I was like, oh, shit. And she said, get your ass over here, boy. You so damn stupid. He was telling me how good you were doing.
Oh, man.
You damn dumbass. Clean your damn face and get the hell out of here. Let me finish my conversation. Okay, mama. He's lying. Whatever he's saying.
I was never bad. Like, I wasn't, like, causing trouble or anything like that. But I had a hard time shutting the fuck up.
Did you get diagnosed for that?
I don't think so. But I don't think I had or have ADD.
Right.
I just liked attention.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't have attention deficit.
Right.
I just wanted people to laugh at the jokes I was making.
Right.
And so it was between like fourth grade and like seventh grade. It was really the worst. Like eighth, ninth, I was fine, kind of, but whatever. But my mom was always, this is probably not like a great way to handle it, but my mom was always, because I think, you know, I might have got sent in the hallway a little bit to go shut the fuck up and come back in. There was never any, like, trouble. Maybe the teacher called home one time senior year, and my mom's response was always, well, what are his grades?
Good.
My grades were always really good.
You
so
got
my mom
sent,
was like,
you got, they called your parents when you were in the 12th grade?
Yeah, in 12th grade, the teacher called my mom because I don't know, I was late to class a lot or whatever. Right. I don't know what it was. But my mom was basically like, well, all right, I appreciate you letting me know.
Mm-hmm.
What's his grade in the class? I had an A.
Yeah.
My mom was like, well, he has a car and drives himself to school. And if he has an A in the class,
right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So that The teacher probably didn't like that response that much. Right. And that probably wasn't the right way to handle it either. Like, my mom probably should have just been like, hey, be more respectful of this lady.
Yeah.
Because I probably was kind of a dickhead to Miss Lavelle. Uh-huh. That was her name.
Uh-huh.
She was a nice lady, but I don't know why I didn't have a lot of respect for her. In retrospect, I regret that.
Oh, man. My senior year, I was late damn near every single day. It wasn't my fault. Well, I mean, I rode my boys to school. He would pick me up and everything. And the lucky thing about it was our football coach was the guy who wrote Tartish's head coach. That was his job. He would take care of us. And eventually, like, the teacher got, like, fed up with it. And so they change out, whatever. And so we would get the tardy slips. And if you get a certain amount of tardy slips, you get detention. Mm-hmm. But in Georgia, and down, well, I'm just saying that where Peach County, you can either get paddled, like three paddlings, or detention. So to get out of detention, you would get hit with a paddle three times.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
Yes.
Not still.
Oh, I don't know how it is now.
Oh, man.
I don't know how it is now.
Because that's not that long ago.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, you're in high school like 25 years ago. That's not that long ago.
There was a time we were younger. Yeah. They were allowed to hit us with rulers.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. For the principal, we'll get the powder. Well, I'm a damn football player. Yeah, come on, man. Pop, pop, pop. And then you go about your business.
So you just let them hit you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they want attention.
That is like wild.
Did you get to choose which teacher?
What? No, the principal would do it. The principal would do it. Yeah.
Guy principal, growl principal.
Oh, okay.
Did he have his own?
What?
His own paddle? Like, he had it, like, homemade, whatever?
I don't know.
Decorated with
his, like, inscribed?
He pulled the drawer out, whipped that bitch up.
No way.
Yeah.
You got hit with rulers?
When we were young.
Wow.
Like elementary school.
Y'all didn't paddle in Washington schools?
No,
not probably since the 60s, no. I don't think.
Oh, no, yeah, we used to get paddled. I mean, that was a thing.
Uh-uh. No, I mean, maybe at, like, Catholic school or something like that, but in public school.
Yeah,
no. This is a public school.
Yeah,
you were hit with rulers when you were,
popped,
like,
three times.
Third grade.
If you had 15 tardies.
So many.
Then in a semester, which is a lot of days, but 15's a lot.
Yeah.
I was tardy every single day.
Yeah, me too.
And it wasn't for any reason other than I was lazy and, like, you know, I don't know, probably a little bit disrespectful. Like, I probably should have been more respectful of certain teachers. I don't know what my problem was. I'm respectful now. But if you had 15 or more, they could fail you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you didn't have a failing grade, you could appeal it.
Right.
So I had to appeal first period every semester, junior.
You were late for first period? Like, I was always late for homeroom.
I was late for, we didn't have that. So, the school started with first period.
Oh, okay.
So I was late.
Be at homeroom.
Yeah. Just whatever you want to call it. I was late for school. Every day,
right.
Junior and senior year. Senior year, I had all my credits, so I had no first period or second period. So my first class was third period, which started at like 10:15.
Right.
I was still late.
You late to that?
Yeah, I was late to that. I don't know what the fuck. Well,
because
it was, because if I had an A and you go to the appeal board and they're like, why were you late? And you just, I don't know, whatever, just say whatever you want. I'd be like, well, you're not going to not give me an A.
Right.
And so I would get the A.
Oh, God. I used to be so envious of the kids. But, like, the kids that left school early in my high school, they went to work. Like, my daughter, Kai's done at 11:30 every day.
Yeah.
And so I talked to her a couple of days ago, and it didn't register me. And I hear her in the car. I'm like, where the hell are you going? It was like 12. It was like 1 o'clock. I was like, where the hell are you going? And she was like, about to go home. I said, what the hell wrong with you? It's 1 o'clock.
School doesn't get out till 2:30.
I was like, oh. I keep forgetting that you're smart as fuck.
Yeah, I went the opposite way so I could sleep in.
Mm-hmm.
But because my junior and sophomore year, I had to take 7 classes instead of 6 because of a couple extracurricular things that I had that were actually classes.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't fit it all in, so you could do like an independent study or something mm-hmm. like that and get an extra credit. So I did that for 4 semesters. So by the time senior year was there, I had all the credits I needed.
Did you do independent study in college? I did one
for my thesis.
Yeah, I did one, and I finished it the last week.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I didn't. Like,
I would have been the exact opposite.
Dude.
I would have finished it 2 weeks in and then done nothing the rest of the semester.
I was the opposite. I did everything late.
I'd be waiting. All right, the new assignment gets posted at 8. It's 7:57.
That's just like everything with the paper night before.
Yeah.
Night before, do the paper.
I need the deadline to motivate.
Yep. I'm going to write it because I have to write mine, and then I would type it.
Okay.
But then I had a girlfriend, so she would type it for me.
There you go.
But yeah, it's like,
yeah, no, if there wasn't a deadline, I would never do anything. Yeah. That's probably still true to this day. Like, I, you know.
Oh.
Deadlines spur action.
Yeah, I'm always like that, man. I was like, Dad, did you? Yeah, I got it, dude. And phones, right, took out.
Oh, you guys have multiple Netflix.
Yeah, and I didn't even realize it. I was like, hold on.
They'll click it off if 30, two people use the same account. But if you have two accounts,
$30
That sucks. See?
I was like, whoa, what is this transaction from Netflix? Then I went on ours. I was like, okay, that's not us. That's not the home. I looked at my iPad. Oh, that's not the home one. Looked at my phone. Oh, that's not the home. Which one is this one? And so I typed it in my old, and it was still active. It's like, I've been quit y'all ass.
Yeah, good that you noticed it. Yeah. The silver lining
it,
of.
But then it said it wasn't me. It said it wasn't us.
Oh, so somebody else was using
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Motherfucker.
I had to cancel my card a couple weeks ago because I thought I had lost it. I didn't, but I had to cancel it. So all of the accounts that were on there contacted me and were like, hey, you need to renew your card because right. you're about to, because the thing's inactive. And I was like, oh, good. Good reminder. I don't need that anymore. So there was like four subscriptions that I don't use.
Right.
And I was like, great. Just cancel. Just cancel. I don't need to do that anymore. I haven't, like, Apple TV. I didn't realize I was still paying for Apple TV.
Mm-hmm.
Cancel that. I had subscribed.
Maybe watch the Braves tomorrow night.
I had subscribed.
The Braves on Apple TV tomorrow?
Yeah. It's Friday. Yeah. I probably won't watch the Braves anyway.
Yeah, it's Friday. Very rarely do I watch the Braves game on Friday.
Friday and Saturday games, I'm usually catching the YouTube recap the next morning.
Because I got to go. Well, I'm not going. Like, it's always that, hey, babe, do you have plans Friday night? When she says, do I have plans, that means that she wants me to do something with her and her friends. I was like, yeah, I got something to do, babe. I mean, yeah, we're going to whatever place that is out there in Buford they go to. It's like, oh, yeah, I have fun. She's like, oh, all my friends are going.
You got
to
watch the Arizona-Kansas
State. But I told her, this is what I told her. I was like, well, if they're there, you don't need me. Yeah, they're too, I don't fit in with, not, and I love them, they're good people, but they're not in my age demographic.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
And also, you know, it's a bunch of ladies that are friends.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
and Brandon.
No offense. Like, I love my wife's friends too, but like when they get together, all they do is talk about inside shit from their past.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. And I really don't need you to pause the story every 15 seconds and catch me up.
Yes. I don't care.
I don't care. No offense. Like, you guys are having fun. You're talking about some person you went to high school with 20 years ago. I don't need to know anything about him.
Right. I'm gonna do something. I don't know what.
I have an idea. I'll probably involve meat and alcohol and football.
Yeah. It's Friday night. Yeah.